Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the weekend. It's the second weekend of bow season. First weekend of duck season in southern Michigan. Ducks started last weekend north of a line of about 46. So if you're a hunter, it's the beginning of the best time of year right now. I'm Jop and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
I agree totally. Welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us. If you're listening to the Grilling Guys, it's got to be the weekend, which is a good time of the week in a great time of the year. So I'm with you, Jop. The colors are ready to start hitting. Starting to see deer movement all over. Thinking about some steelies. Thinking about some
kings.
Oh,
there's that too, right?
There's just so many things in the fall. The harvest's coming in. But getting some great fresh venison. That's front and center for me right now.
And I had an opportunity to do that this past weekend. I went to Charlotte down there where I grew up and had what was a deer camp that we do every year, which is the first weekend of bow season. It's more about buddy camp and beer camp than it is about deer camp. And it even was more so this year because we got rained out last weekend in that it was just torrential rains for an hour or two, then it'd stop and then it'd start again. So nobody wanted to go out and get in a tree when it's wet, one, but two, if you were having to shoot an animal, you can't track it because the rain's going to wash any kind of trail away instantly.
Okay, so now Jop has my smoker. He bought my smoker because I went and got a different one.
Right, we'll talk about that too.
So he finally is towing up that big custom smoker unit, which, how's that feel to have your own big smoker?
Oh, it was fun, you know, but there's a sense of responsibility with
all
it too.
All of a sudden.
Because you roll up with that, you better bring it, right?
Yeah, yeah, sometimes you have to hide it.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just don't bring it. It took me a while to learn that one too.
Right, but I'll tell you that there were some learning curves there. And the first one was, I didn't bring two pop-up tents, so I brought a gas grill and all my tables and everything set up so I can cook for the weekend because I knew that was what I was going to do when I got there, but I didn't have a tent for the smoker. I fire up the smoker. I'm doing brisket on there. I'm doing wings on there. We did some chuck.
That rains kind of slows you down,
yeah,
doesn't
man,
it?
Man, it did.
Yeah,
it knocked the hell out of the heat. Yeah, it hit the firebox, but it also hit the smoke box. And, you know, it's cold rain, whatever rain is when it comes down, and it knocked the hell out of the heat, and things took a little bit longer than they normally would. So that's lesson one, is if you know you're going to be smoking in the rain, you know what, wear a rain hat. Because it's going to put your cigar out, but in addition to make your cook a little bit slower. But
so you need a raincoat for your smoker.
I do. at least a tarp over top so that you can keep the
well, I, on the other hand, I was out in Kansas picking up my new ABS Judge smoker. Now, if you don't know who ABS is, you're going to hear from the president a little later in the show because I did record an interview with him while I was out there. But it was like 85 in Topeka. So I was smoking at one of our Arctic dealers out in Topeka. We've got this thing we call brisket butts and bubbles where we come in and we do
Which
barbecue.
Which part are you?
Yeah, I'm all three. I'm married to bubbles.
Yeah, right.
Anyway, so I got to use my new Judge, my big trailer, rotisserie. It's gorgeous. We'll talk about that a little later if you want. But and it was sunny every day. And so that thing just pegged. I mean, it burns so beautiful. It just pegged a temperature. And they came up with this new baffle for the firebox so you can kind of burn it in a horseshoe shape so you burn your coal slower. And we can play around with that as time goes on, too. But if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're talking all things fall bounty right now. And we have some cool stuff coming up, some fall specialty grill items, if you will, for the grill. Just different veggies and stuff you can put on. Maybe some fowl if you happen to get lucky right now. Maybe how to take care of a little bit of that
Docker goose that we have. Yeah, absolutely.
Yep. Partridge.
Yep. All of those. Those are, yeah.
I have never grilled a partridge.
Well, there's not much to them. It's just a little piece of breast meat about the size of a tennis ball is all it is.
They used to seem so big.
Right. And it's dark meat. It's not white meat. That's a dark meat bird. So you don't want to overcook it because it'll dry out.
Goose then.
Yeah, right. Yeah, mm-hmm. They're all that way. But anyway, so last weekend I roll up there with the big smoker, and we were going to have this in a field, and when the rain prediction was there, it's like it'll be just a muddy mess out there in that hay field. So we moved it into a pole barn. Right, one of the guys, Tim Pruden, who hosts the thing, has got a big pole barn, beautiful facility. So we were able to move it inside there and hang around and put satellite dish up on the roof of the barn and
roughing it,
so we could get the
total joppy deer camp.
Yeah, exactly. Get the games. So, Michigan,
I think you found
State
the right
game.
Group to hunt
right,
with. Joppy.
Yeah, right. Actually, the hunting's really good if you can get out and do it.
Right.
But anyway,
it's awful hard to get out there when the satellite's acting up and you got to adjust the dish.
Right. So funny you say that. He was on the roof three times before we got the Big Ten Network. But anyway, I wanted to share with you that I ran into a young man that is an avid listener of the show, and his name is Nick. And Nick was at camp with his dad. He's 14 years old and had shot his first buck during a youth hunt a couple weekends ago.
How awesome is that?
Yeah, it was. So I was talking with him, and he was like, didn't really want to approach me, thought I was something other than I was. And I said, come on, really? Nick, I'm just a guy. I've been down here, and these guys will make fun of me. So he walks up, he gets comfortable, and I start working the grill with him. And he's watching me. He's asking a ton of questions. He's good questions, right? He's very interested in all of this. And then he kind of shyly said, he goes, well, could I bring some venison over and we cook it? And I'm like, well, heck yeah, none of the rest of these guys got a deer yet. If you got a deer, bring it, brother. So that was on Friday night. On Saturday, he rolls back in at like 10 in the morning, and we're there till midnight. And Nick and I are cooking all afternoon, but we marinated some of his venison. We just put dry rub on some of it.
So you did a youth barbecue class.
I did.
That's
I
nice.
Did. And I wanted to relate it to you that was the best part of the weekend for me, was to be able to sit with this young man and talk through all the stuff that he had questions about, and then be able to walk out to the grill and let him take over. He was a little intimidated. You know, a couple things came out a little overdone at first, but it was the tech, right? He'd never grilled on a tech with infrared heat. Long story short, great experience. My favorite thing of bow camp, and it's always great to see the buddies, but to be able to bring a kid on and spend a day with him, and he was fascinated by the grill. But the cool part is, when you're done, you get to eat it. And to the victor go the spoils. He was proud walking in there with that big tray of venison that he did, serving it to all these hunters that are all older than
that's
him.
That's cool.
Yeah,
that's
it was very cool. It was a fun time.
Well, it's nice that you took time with him. He'll never forget that.
Well, I won't either.
Being with a big celebrity like
right.
you.
Right.
It's a big deal.
Yeah, we laugh
it's like
at that.
Like meeting Elvis.
Right, yeah, right. Except I had a better hairdo, I think. But anyway, so good weekend. We didn't get any deer. No one went out in the woods. But guess what? This weekend, we're getting ever closer to that beautiful time of the year called the rut, and the deer are going to be moving. And I'm starting to see pictures of the buddies on Facebook and sending texts with, got this buck, got that buck. So
I think I'm going to cruise up Tuesday for a real brief moment to Whipple and do a little work and get ready.
Check out this cement.
My concrete job worked out well. We do have the only RV with a concrete floor now.
Right. Yeah.
So no more mice.
Right?
Yeah.
Got them
locked
out of there.
They're done.
All right.
So let's hope it stays that way. Right. But every time I pull in there, I see lots of deer. So I'm getting excited.
Coming up next, we're going to do a little fall specialty grill items. You're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hey, you looking for a relaxed spot to come have a beer with a couple of buddies? Swing on over to Schmoe's, 2600 Patterson, that's just north of 28th Street, right by the ice rink. We've got 16 taps, free popcorn, free pool, and free Wi-Fi. There's even outlets underneath the bar if you need to charge your device. So come on over to Schmoe's, have a great beer, bring the kids, we even have root beer. See you soon at Schmoe's, 2600 Patterson, Grand Rapids, Michigan.
This is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about Garrett's Appliances, which is your one-stop shop for all your barbecue supplies, tools, grills, and smokers in West Michigan. Garrett's has grills for your outdoor kitchen. In fact, we at Home Life Outdoor Kitchens use them exclusively as our supplier for the very best equipment available. That's GarrettsAppliances.com, GarrettsAppliances.com.
Wouldn't it be sweet if life just came with an assist when you needed it? At State Farm, we live for a great assist, and that's why State Farm agent Sterling Massey is proud to be a part of the NBA, the National Bureau of Assists. Whether you're driving the lane or defending the house, when it comes to assisting you with your insurance and financial needs, Sterling and his staff make it look as easy as a behind-the-back dime dropper. Call Sterling Massey at 616-532-6071.
Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the weekend. Get out of bed, fire up that grill or smoker. Fall is here. Crisp mornings are leading into these beautifully warm afternoons in the 50s, 60s. Oh, this is my favorite time of year. Get a little snap in the air, and it just means that it's that time to do hunting and fishing and all the stuff that happens in the fall. I'm just pumped up about it. I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Funny you should say snap in the air, because I was on the road for 9 days straight. I was home a day before that and on the road 5 days straight. So it was like the most brutal travel time I've ever had, almost. And when you're staying in those hotels, the gyms are kind of mediocre. And for some reason, I'm not a really good disciplined hotel gym guy.
Right.
So I had to get back and get back into snap. So if there's a snap in the air, you know, it's because you got a card to swipe on the door and go in and burn that fat gut off at Snap Fitness. And it's nice to be back so I have my routine in my gym again.
Right.
Because those little dinky things with just a bike and a treadmill don't really cut it. I'm not the best push-up guy.
No?
I know you can work out in your room, P90X or whatever, but I like a gym. I like having the different machines that Snap has for me, and it's just, I mean, I feel so good right now. I lagged for about 9 days. I only worked out maybe two or three out of the nine. And you really can feel the difference. It's, if nothing else, it's guilt.
Yeah. So I'm working off the guilt.
Happy,
huh?
Not to be guilty.
Yeah. Well, on those trips, you sit in the car a lot too.
Exactly.
So, you know.
I'm telling you, man, it's like sciatica where your your hip just actually starts.
That's not a prison. That's a condition.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Exactly. Well, I got a friend at, that is a massage therapist, owns a company called A Fine Touch. I had that exact same thing. I was driving. I couldn't drive for more than a couple hours. I had to stop and get out and walk, that whole sciatic thing. And man, the therapeutic massage just took that away. It's above your hip. Lower back is where the pinch was starting with me. And man, she worked that out. A Fine Touch in Ada, a great place to go to get that rub down and get rid of that sciatica.
Well, I have an Arctic spa on my deck, so I have seats in there that shoot jets and do a hydrotherapeutic massage, and I love getting in that thing when I'm in pain. So that was one of the biggest excitements I had of getting home, is I got to use my tub, because I don't use hot tubs in hotels.
Right.
They're full of chlorine and who knows what.
Right.
Anyway, so fall grilling. Let's talk about a little bit something like some smoked wild fowl.
Yeah, and you know, the thing is with wild fowl is you usually skin it rather than pluck it. And if you could pluck it, you've got a skin on the bird then, and that way you can keep a lot of moisture in. But a lot of guys don't mess around with the feathers and plucking all the pin feathers and everything out, because it takes a while. There's techniques to do it. But if you do have the skin on, your smoked fowl is going to be a lot easier to maintain moisture in. If you're using one without the skin on it, which a lot of guys do, they'll just skin a duck or they'll skin a goose rather than trying to pluck the thing, then you got to be a little bit careful, and you got to add some moisture back to the bird, in that they'll dry out when that skin's not on there. You're on the raw meat is exposed to the smoke, gets the smoke flavor much better, but it also dries out much quicker. So a lot of times I'll take and wrap some, the breast meat is really on most fowl, a little bit on the thighs, but the biggest part of the meat you're after is the breast meat. Wrap that in some bacon. And when you're smoking, the thicker bacon works better around fowl because it's going to render down slower. It's going to keep it moist longer. And by the time the center gets done in the smoking, the bacon's a little bit crispy on the outside. You can choose to take it off or you can choose to eat it. Either way, it's up to you. It's very edible, but the real purpose of that bacon being there was to lock in some moisture and keep it basted, if you will, while it's
smoking. I wonder if you did a bacon weave with thinner bacon and then wrapped it in a pretty weave. Would that make a cool presentation?
Oh, it would. It'd be very cool. And, those bacon weaves, we use those on a lot of different mm-hmm. things, and that'd be great.
So what do you think about the various wild birds in terms of grilling? Which one is the friendliest and which one's the worst?
Small diving ducks are the worst. They tend to be oily, and that oiliness it helps with the cooking, but it's a really strong flavor.
Oh.
And you got to marinate the heck out of them. And this is just my opinion, mm-hmm. to get that flavor out of there in a brine type thing where you're driving in some aromatics and you're driving in some salt and maybe a little bit of sugar.
So you could brine them for a day or two?
Yeah. Yeah. And that'll help.
Is it going to do any good?
But that's tough. If you're a duck hunter, people have brought them to me, and I'm not a duck species of, you know, officially that I know what's this or that, but like a teal or something, which is a diving duck, those things they're hard to make taste good. I'm sorry, I just don't have it
so
all.
So you've grilled them before?
Yeah.
Baked them?
Yep.
Fried them?
Right, all of that. Filet them, take that breast off the bone, and then actually put that on the grill and get it to medium rare in the center, and it's tolerable at that mm-hmm. point. You know, it all depends on the flavor profile you put on it. Our Old World Olive Company, those citrus-based oils and balsamics that they have, the
right.
blood orange.
I love those for Meyer wild lemon. Fowl, too.
Yeah,
right.
Those are a great complement to the
If you just cooking. Tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Waterfowl Talk Network.
Yeah.
The Grilling Guys Talk Network. And we're talking about some great things in the fall you can throw on the grill or the smoker. Jop's a big bird hunter. So he's had a lot more experience doing that. I have one of my Arctic dealers I got actually in Wisconsin because he was on our website looking at some of those wild game recipes for goose jerky or something like that. Mm-hmm. And so he started podcasting the show, which is a great idea. You can go to thegrillingguys.com, in the top right corner, look for the podcast symbol, sign up for our podcast. So if you're not around on Saturday mornings, you can have it sent right to your device. Easy way to stay in touch with us. Or check us out on Facebook / The Grilling Guys. I'm on Twitter. It's Grilling Guy. By all means, use that website of ours because it's a great resource. So anyway, Patrick over up in Merrill, Wisconsin, got hooked on the show because of those podcasts. And, you know, so by the time I went to see him and sign him up to be an Arctic dealer.
Right.
He comes
He's
in
like,
with,
uncle, I can't take it anymore.
He comes in with some smoked pheasant.
Oh, yeah.
That he copied from one of our shows.
Right. Recipes on the website.
I'm going to tell you what. I think his pheasant were better than the ones you made.
I'm sure they were. I'm sure they were.
I'm not kidding. They were the best pheasant I've ever eaten, and they were cold.
Right. That was a brined recipe. And,
oh,
and
my God.
That's all on thegrillingguys.com. You can look it up under pheasant recipe. It'll pop up.
I doubt that they were really better than yours. I just had to make them feel good.
But they're brined they got a little sweet brine on them, and then those were wrapped in bacon, and those were smoked.
Well,
too.
And he used a really thick bacon on them, mm-hmm. and I'll tell you what, he brought them into the office. And to watch these people tearing at this poor little pheasant, it's a good thing he was dead because
chances are he had more than one because they're not real large and they don't go very far.
Oh, no, he had a ton of them.
But speaking of pheasants, later on Saturday evening, this evening, I'm hosting a Pheasants Forever banquet in Eaton County. Same guys that I did the deer camp with. They have one of these and they're very involved with it. So I'm going to go down and MC that tonight and have a little bit of fun down there and help them raise some money for habitat so that we can try to bring the pheasants back into the state of Michigan, because right now there's the shrinking habitat has caused a decline, that and the coyotes.
Really?
Man, oh my gosh, yeah. The coyotes are crazy down there in Eaton County.
Mm.
These guys are trapping them and hunting them and shooting them, and you know they're a real nuisance.
You know, I've got a problem with them around my place.
Right? Yeah, I remember trying to lure Zeus out into the woods. Hey,
no, I just chased him in my flip flops a couple weeks ago.
Or did they chase you?
Well, they chased. I chased them until they stopped running.
Right. Yeah.
And we had a little showdown in the dark.
And that was a little scary.
But I had my 40, so thanks to Alan Bob's.
Yeah. Of Mickey's or your 40?
No, I have my Smith & Wesson.
I see, yeah.
It's kind of nasty.
Yeah, exactly. Well, coming up next, we're going to break down a few vegetable recipes. There's a fall bounty out there that are producing right now, and it was great things to put on the grill. You listen to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Have you missed episodes of The Grillin' Guys? Go to thegrillinguys.com and you can play episodes clear back to 2010. Subscribe to the podcast and you'll never miss another one again. That's thegrillinguys.com.
The Grillin' Guys are happy to introduce Fenn Valley Vineyards. Fenn Valley Vineyards is the oldest family-owned winery in Michigan, located in the middle of 45 acres of vineyards carpeting the rolling hills near Lake Michigan. Fenn Valley has prided itself in the production of classic European-style wines for the past 22 years. Visit their tasting rooms at the Vineyard Orinsaugatuck, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Sunday, they're open from 1 to 5. Go to fennvalley.com. If your windows stick, slip, squeak, or leak, then it's time to replace them with Anderson Windows from Standale Lumber's Home Center in Standale. Standard and custom sizes along with low-E glass, low-maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interior can turn simple window replacement into serious home improvement. You'll feel increased security, your home will be much quieter and more comfortable, but the increased curb appeal will make you proud of your home and its new facelift from your Anderson Windows and Standale Lumber's Home Center. 4100 Lake Michigan Drive, Standale, or find us on the web at standalelumber.com.
Imagine you and your buddies in your backyard drinking a cold one and relaxing in your new outdoor bar or kitchen. Does that sound like a good time? Yeah, baby. Then you wake up and realize you're sitting on an old deck in the glaring sun, drying out your brat on a worn-out grill. This is Jop from the Grilling Guys, and if that's what you're cooking on in your backyard, you should call the guys at Home Life Outdoor Living. They'll help you design and build an outdoor kitchen and entertainment space that will make your backyard the talk of the neighborhood. Create some grill envy in your backyard. Call Home Life Outdoor Living at 616-682-0100.
Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? Brings back memories, doesn't it? Well, over at Schmoe's, we make root beer and black cherry soda just to bring back those memories. We've got six packs to go if you don't have time to hang around for a pint or a float. But bring the kids, grab a free basket of popcorn, and make your own memories with that new generation. Schmoe's Brewery, Grand Rapids, Michigan, located on Patterson, just north of 28th Street.
With the Grilling Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grilling Guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guy show.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you getting out of bed and turning us on, and we hopefully can do the same for you.
How'd you make that sound so creepy? That's just weird.
No, it's not. Get out and fire up a grill.
I'm just kidding. Yeah, thanks. We appreciate you all checking us out, and we want to help you get into some fall bounty right now. And one of the things Jop used to always like to talk about that I was never thrilled about was grilled romaine salad. And it kind of wore off on me. I started appreciating it. And now I like it.
Right.
So it's pretty cool because all you have to do is cut a stalk. You leave the romaine lettuce intact, wash it, let it dry out a little bit. Cut it right down the middle in half. You leave that stalky end on the bottom end so the leaves don't fall off. And you brush it with some good EVO on the cut side. and you throw that on a medium grill with a little sea salt and cracked pepper, and you just grill it for like, oh, maybe 50 seconds on high heat, maybe a minute, I don't know, not very long. You'll know when it's time to pull it off because the whole thing's going to want to start reducing.
Wilting.
So right before it gets wilted too much, you just whip it off, you throw it on a plate, and you have ready some different types of balsamic, Caesar dressings, whatever you like, some crushed walnuts or pecans, some chopped bacon, a reduced balsamic is nice.
Either blue some cheese. Feta or some blue cheese.
Blue cheese, yeah. Yes. And that makes a cool grilled salad.
It does. And when you put it on the grill on it's hot like that, with a little bit of oil on there, you're going to get actually grill marks.
Oh, yeah.
On the lettuce. And so when you flip it over, it makes a really cool presentation.
It does. And as soon as you flip it off the grill is when you want to put that blue cheese on there. So it'll start to melt in just a little bit. Hit it with some salt and pepper and drizzle a reduced balsamic on there. It's all you need.
Right.
And bacon chunks.
Fabulous. Yeah, our friends at Old World Olive Company have a tangerine olive oil and a blood orange balsamic. And that combination with that crisp and the saltiness of the blue cheese and the fruitiness of those.
I'm mouse watering.
Oh, man.
Stop it.
That's a great combination with the walnuts on there. Ooh, I just want to stop right now and go make one.
So you know something else that's nice to grill is sweet potatoes.
Yep.
And if you have a grilling basket, that's a great way to take care of any of the denser root vegetables. I saw a cool thing online where a guy was grilling, and which I do from time to time if I have my Cajun grill out. I can put a wok in there. It's got that holder for the wok.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can take green beans, carrots, onions, beets, all these different types of vegetables, and you can get some grease going on your fire, and you can actually kind of saute them on your grill in a pan as well as regular grilling, and that makes a fantastic combination.
It does, and you've got the key with those root vegetables is cook them a little bit slower and plan on cooking them longer because you want them to soften a little bit, but you don't want them to burn on the outside.
Right.
So that pan that you're talking about, you know, with sweet potatoes, a little bit of molasses mixed with a little bit of fresh orange juice, and you roll those in there, maybe just a little bit of butter as well. But that combination of the molasses and the juice, the sweet and the acidity, is just a fantastic little kind of base that you can put right on them when you're working with them in the pan right at the end. Just mix that up and then roll them around in that. Oh, man, because that molasses will caramelize a little bit and get a little bit crunchy right at the end, but you still got that orange flavor. I don't know why I'm hooked on orange
all
of a sudden.
I'm hungry. Stop it.
Man,
hungry.
That's a good combination to put
together. Of course, Brussels sprouts are another nice thing to grill, and those I would recommend cutting them in half and putting them again in a vegetable basket, and I'm going to use I'm going to use like either butter or a butter-flavored EVO on those. I'm just going to keep mopping them and grilling them, flipping the basket over back and forth. And then when you serve them, then have a little touch of your balsamic, like an 18-year, and some little, again, bits of bacon. And, God, they are good. And off the grill, they pick up a smokiness. It just changes that profile. They open up a little bit,
yep,
more so than frying them. And they're wonderful. They get a little bit crispy on the outside leaves as they start to curl off. They're just
a little
chewy.
Salt on there, and those are good. The acorn squash, Bob. Everybody knows what those are. They're the dark green ones that look like the shape of an acorn, right?
Right.
When I grill these, I cut the top off them, slice it flat like you're almost like taking a pumpkin, right, with the stem, and then you take that off there and carve the seeds out. But then I also go down to the bottom of the acorn and nip that a little bit so it'll sit flat on the grill. And you don't want to dig too deep on that bottom end because you don't want to open the cavity. Brown sugar, butter, put that cap back on there. You're going to want to cook those with indirect heat because you're taking a while to heat that entire flesh of that squash and you haven't opened it up, so it's going to take longer. So set your grill up where the heat's on the left, the squash are on the right, or vice versa. And cook those slow. You'll know, take the top off if that sugar's melted and that butter's melted in there. Good 45 minutes to an hour, maybe. Grill's set on 300. Those things are fabulous. And what a cool little presentation because you take it off and you put it on a plate and it's the whole squash. You take the cap off it and eat it like a bowl of soup. Ha! Oh, wunderbar, man. One of my favorite vegetables, those acorn squash.
You can do that same thing with pumpkin.
Yep.
You know, just cutting it into more like quarters or something so that basically you're making a bowl you can grill in.
Yeah.
And that skin on a pumpkin is really tough, just like on an acorn. Acorn squash is probably even a tougher skin.
Right.
Because that's really thick and barky. But the pumpkin are nice because if you cut them into the right size pieces and they arc up real nice, you can just throw some butter and brown sugar in there and just a little bit of nutmeg or cinnamon or both.
Yeah.
And then just leave them on the grill, you know, low heat, shut the grill, let that brown sugar and butter do its thing. And you got pumpkin pie right there, man. Now, that is a tasty dessert, and that's a fall item. You know, you can only get pumpkin and acorn this time of year, so it's that time to start doing that stuff.
Yeah.
Another thing that I've really learned to love on the grill is cabbage. And again, that's in a basket, and I'm going to go with like a sriracha, or I'm going to take a sriracha and put some rice vinegar in it. And make up a like a sort of vinegary hot sauce out of that. And I'm going to brush that on the cabbage. I'm going to hit it with some sea salt. And I'm going to grill it just like a wedge of romaine. I'm going to make it that profile so I have the open grain of the cabbage.
Right.
Yet pinned together in a basket because it wants to just blow apart on you.
Right.
But if you can pin that thing together and you hit it with that combination, you get a wonderful like grilled oriental cabbage that you can finish it off, dust it off with something else on the end, you know.
Right. The magic of the cabbage is that when you cut it like that and you've opened it up, there's hundreds of little crevices.
It's a maze. Yeah.
In there.
Yeah.
And that seasoning gets down in there. And when you cook that side down first and the basket gets some marks on there, turn it over to get the other side done. When you put it on a plate, it just kind of falls apart.
Yep.
But all those colors in there, sriracha's red, right? Rice vinegar makes it just, oh, man, that's, again,
I'm wondering
if we're not eating this stuff
right now. If you've ever grilled fennel.
I've used it as a spice. I've never grilled it as a dish.
Right, because I've seen pictures of it online, and I couldn't really imagine doing that, and I wondered what your thoughts were on that.
It's an interesting flavor. I mean, I don't know how to, if you've had fennel, you know what it's talking about. It can be a little overpowering to have too much of it at one time, but it seems to me that when you mix it in with things, it's more of that, again, that oriental flavor kind of leans a little Asian for me.
Well, my sister used to make a fennel-based turkey stuffing, which was really a cool profile.
Right, again, a flavor
and
that
seasoning. I really loved it as, but you know, I was just curious about that. So what I was wondering is, do you ever grill stuffed peppers?
Stuffed peppers, to me, are not my favorite thing. It depends on what they're stuffed with.
Because really you do every time you make a stuffed jalapeno.
Well, yeah.
That's a grilled stuffed pepper.
Then,
so you can do this same thing with like a green pepper or a red pepper. You have to do your homework in advance, though. And with those, you're going to have to pre-cook your rice because it'll never cook on the grill.
Right.
So if you have some nice cooked wild rice and some pork sausage or veal or burger or combination thereof, venison, you can mix those together with some onions, and I might throw just a little bit of shredded cheese in them, and I'm going to put a scoop of that in a half of a green pepper, and I'm going to put oil on the outside skin of that pepper, and I'm going to throw it on low heat, fill a bunch of those up, and then just sprinkle a little cheese over the top, and that's not a bad way to go.
Wow.
Yeah.
Coming up next, you're not going to want to miss this interview. Barbecue Bob is like a kid in a candy store. He talked with Mark Hillman, who's the president of American Barbecue Systems, about this new smoking machine that he's pulling around on his truck. You're listening to Grilling, guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Have you ever wanted a great craft beer, but alcohol just isn't in the program that day? Well, the beer engineers at Schmoe's Brewing Company have engineered a beer just for you. A pale ale with less than 0.5% of alcohol. Ask for Schmoe's 120, where you dine or drink. It's the non-alcoholic answer with a craft beer taste. Schmoe's Brewing Company, Grand Rapids, Michigan, Beer City, USA.
I like my backyard. I like being outside all year long. I work hard.
I exercise and live life to the max. Nothing's better than slipping out in my Arctic spa and relaxing with my family. The Spa Boy Advanced Water Care System keeps my water crystal clear, and I control everything from my smartphone, iPad, or laptop. Check out arcticspas.com and find the perfect hot tub for your home. I'm Barbecue Bob. This is Barbecue Bob, and I want to tell you about the biggest beer store in West Michigan. Siciliano's Market at 2840 Lake Michigan Drive has the most craft beers I've ever seen in one location. Siciliano's is a family business that works hard to bring you the best beers in the world to the West Michigan market. Visit Siciliano's and check out the huge selection of home brewing supplies as well. That's Siciliano's Market at SicilianoMKT.com.
Hi, this is Tim Sobey. Sobey Meats is an 11-year-old business on Remembrance Drive in Walker. We have high-quality custom meats, as well as seafood, produce, beer, and wine. Sobey Meats is proud to supply the barbecue enthusiasts with over 50 sauces, Kansas City and Memphis rubs, as well as barbecue supplies. Our meat counter is 60 feet long with 70 different homemade sausages. Check us out at SobeyMeats.com. That's SobeyMeats.com.
Fresh, artisanal, and awesome is what I expect with beer and food. At Arcadia's downtown Battle Creek original brew pub, it's authentic wood-fired cuisine and artisanal ales. At Arcadia Brewing Company's new Kalamazoo Riverfront Brewery Pub and Kitchen, it's those same ales and real-deal barbecue. This is Tim Surprise from Arcadia Brewing Company, and as always, please savor the flavor responsibly.
Hi, it's Shasta from Old World Olive Press. We are a Michigan-based company with stores in Rockford, Grand Rapids, Plymouth, and Birmingham. Visit our tasting rooms to sample over 50 varieties of award-winning olive oils and balsamic vinegars, carefully sourced from small-batch artisans in both hemispheres. We have cooking demonstrations and private parties to help you experience the treasures we've discovered. Step into our kitchen, downtown Rockford, in our newest location on Monroe Center, Old World Olive Press. Let us help you bring the magic into your home. Go to Old World Olive Press.
Welcome back. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. I feel like I'm already gone. I'm gone to the grill when I'm done with this show because all that mouth-watering vegetables we just talked about, I forget about that, man. We so focus on protein so much that we don't talk about the vegetables, and man, there's some great options out there, especially this time of year, harvest season.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, welcome back to the show. We're going to play a taped interview I did earlier last week when I was in Kansas. I did get to see Cowboy Rob Russell, which was really nice.
Saw a picture of him looking good.
Yeah, we sat around his driveway, had a little fire going. It was pretty cool.
Yep.
And Lenny, of course, his dog Lenny.
Right. Yep.
But this Mark Hillman, who runs, is the president of American Barbecue Systems, and it's in Olathe, Kansas, which is O-L-A-T-H-E. It's a suburb of Kansas City. Now, he took a design like my old smoker, like the good one. He took that rear offset smoker 10 years ago and fixed all the things that the other people weren't fixing. So it's got the heat deflectors on the hood, all these other things going on, a rotisserie inside, split, stainless rotisserie.
Split firebox.
Oh, yeah, stainless grates for over the firebox. It's got springs,
full-size tires,
mag wheels.
Yeah.
So the whole thing is just very, very cool. Well, I got to know him because when we were at the KCBS American Royal, a couple years back, Rob took me around to some of the manufacturers, and his was one of them. So he's the guy I contacted to help us for GI Barbecue. He jumped right in with both feet, gave us great deals on the big Judge smokers, and now I own a Judge smoker, just like our troops do. So here's Mark Hillman, ABS. Hey, this is Barbecue Bob, and I am in the heart of barbecue in America right now. I'm in Kansas City, actually a little suburb called Olathe, and I just picked up my beautiful Judge American Barbecue System trailer smoker, and so I'm on cloud nine, and I haven't even had a beer yet. I'm standing with the president of American Barbecue Systems, Mark Hillman, and Mark, welcome to the Grilling Guys Show.
Hey, welcome. Thanks.
I got to tell you, I'm so excited. I didn't sleep last night just knowing I finally get to have my ABS smoker. You probably hear this all the time, but it's a big deal if you're a guy like me who's had a lot of smokers and you keep getting the better and better and better, and I just don't think I can do any better than this one.
Yeah, actually the rotisserie, you can't beat it. Actually the design of the rotisserie and 8 stainless steel rotisserie racks and 3 stainless steel grill grates on the backside of it, and I think the rotisserie is kind of the key to cooking for a good consistent cook each time you cook on it.
And this has some nice aluminum mags on it, and it's got springs so it won't bounce down the road like my last one. But anyway, enough about my new toy. What I really want to talk about is what you're going to be doing here in a few weeks. You're heading off to the biggest barbecue competition in the world. And tell us a little bit about the Royal and what you plan on doing there.
Yeah, the American Royal's actually changed venues now. It's actually going to be at the Kansas Speedway NASCAR track this year. They've moved it. Traditionally, it's always been on the first weekend of October. They've actually moved it now to the last weekend of October, which is Halloween weekend. And we're probably expecting close to 550 teams out at the NASCAR track. And so it's going to be a totally new venue for everybody, different type of weather that everybody's going to be cooking in. So we're just really not sure what's going to expect, but everybody's got high expectations of being out at the new venue at the NASCAR Speedway.
If you just tuned in, it's the Grillin' Guys Talk Network and the Grillin' Guys Radio Show. This is Barbecue Bob. I am in Kansas City, and I'm at American Barbecue Systems talking with the president of American Barbecue Systems. And you guys sponsor a bunch of teams. So tell me how many teams are going to be cooking on ABS smokers out there.
Well, we actually get, we've got 4 teams within the company that compete. And then we also invite 4 other local teams that kind of friends that own American Barbecue Systems cookers. And so we'll have 8 teams under 1 tent in 1 location there at the speed track. And then there's several other teams that also that cook on ABS systems. And so there'll be several other teams out there cooking on ABS cookers as well.
Okay, and you going to tell us any secrets?
Don't burn your meat.
Oh, that's really high-level stuff. Thanks. I hope you all got that out there. So anyway, how many years have you cooked KCBS?
This will be our 10th year. We started American Barbecue Systems up in 2006, so we're into our 10-year anniversary. And so we started from, in 2006, we started cooking right away. So this is our 10-year at KCBS events.
That's going to be exciting. Unfortunately, I'm going to be in New Orleans that weekend, or Jop and I'd be coming out here because we had a lot of fun a couple years ago when we came out. And that's the first time I ever saw one of your smokers. This thing has basically you, and after we've talked today now, I understand why all these changes you've made in your smoker have been made. And that's because you're the guy making all the changes because you're barbecuing, and you started off with something and you just kept perfecting it and perfecting it.
Yeah, it's really helped with some of the changes that we've made, modifications throughout the years. It's like Bob said, since we're actually cooking on the units ourselves and competing with them, it's if something that needed to be addressed, we would actually make the change if needed. But for the most part, it's been over the last 10 years, it's pretty much cooks the same. It's just made some user-friendly options and a few modifications here and there.
But so tell us about this judge right here.
So the judge here, we've got, it's what we call our 4-foot judge model. It has 8 stainless steel rotisserie racks in it, 3 stainless steel grill grates. Comes with 5 stainless steel work shelves on the outside of the cooker. The unit weighs 1,500 pounds. It's got a detachable tongue on the front with a tongue jack. It's got 3 stabilizer legs on it, and then it's got a receiver hitch in the back. It's got 2 drains, one grease drain in the front, 1 grease drain in the back. It's got LED lightings for towing down the highway, 15-inch rims and tires, and just a well-thought-out cooker.
I'm so stoked. I can't wait to get this thing fired up. I'll be cooking in Topeka tomorrow for one of our Arctic Spa dealers out there. And we're going to have events for 3 days in a row, and I'm just going to be on cloud 9. Your website is?
AmericanBarbecueSystems.com.
Okay, and you got a Facebook page?
American Barbecue Systems Facebook.
So easy to find. Check them out online. And if you're looking, now they have patio units starting at like $13.99.
Yeah, 1345.
Awesome. I'm telling you, if you get your hands on one of these things, you feel the heft and the quality, American-made quality. This thing is a beast. It's got the same kind of workmanship that we're used to in Michigan with all our great tool and die workers out there. This is a fab shop that does very high-end work, very nice welds and grinds. It's just top drawer, and I'll post some pictures on our website, and Jop, back to you.
Yeah, Bob, I haven't had the opportunity to step beside you and watch that new judge work yet. It's brand new. I mean, you just got it back. You've got a couple cooks in it is all, but I'm really anxious to pull that out into your driveway and fire that up because it's unlike anything I've ever cooked on. I've never done the rotisserie part of that, and I'm interested to see what that does because when we cook on the smoker that I have now, I'm used to how the product turns out, and
right.
The fire is always on the bottom. We put stuff toward the back. It gets done sooner than the ones that are in the front on the grates, and I'm assuming that this thing with this rotating trays in there that we're going to get a much more even cook.
You know, the one thing I'll say about it, though, is those rotisseries aren't nearly as good for smoking beans because the beans want to shift on that swinging shelf. So
yeah.
That part's a little trickier. I have to get some deeper pans for the beans.
Yeah, yeah,
but
or don't
yeah,
fill them so much.
Yeah. Wonderful unit, just a wonderful unit. And thanks to the folks at ABS for helping us again with GI Barbecue and making those three judges available. We have two of them left in the warehouse. And we are so close to getting an approval by the Marine Corps right now. It's day-to-day messaging, and I just can't wait until we get to ship those units to
right.
a very special place in the world. So it's going to be exciting news. It's going to be a great delivery when it's time to do that.
Going to be a lot of fun, a lot of hard work. A lot of people have supported that in a lot of different ways.
Yep.
You've been listening to the Grilling Guys Show on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We really appreciate you tuning in. We got one more little segment for you. We're going to dive into some tips and techniques for venison on your grill. Stick with us. We'll be back.
We live it. We love it. Allen Bob Sports.
Allen Bob Sports Big Buck Photo Contest is back. With adult and youth divisions, Allen Bob's is picking two $20 gift certificate winners every week and giving away two grand prizes of a Muddy BS 360 hunting blind and a $250 Allen Bob's gift certificate. Just bag your buck and take a great photo. Entry instructions are at allenbobs.com or on Allen Bob's Facebook page. Allen Bob's Big Buck Photo Contest is running now through November 29th.
Yeah, you're a man, all right. And today's Man Law is brought to you by Vicky, because her Bridge Street pasties are so awesome. Today's Man Law has a lot to do with, really, I guess, my state of mind these days. And it all has to do with, you know, the reason we went and got our concealed carries, all these things, is because defending yourself is really important. So today's Man Law is teach your kids how to defend themselves verbally and physically.
So my thought on that is if you don't do it, who's going to?
That's right.
Right? It's a life skill. I mean, we're not going to go around and get in fights. We're not going to go out and pull guns on one another. But if you have that state of mind and you're comfortable with doing that and defending yourself, I would want my kid, and I don't have children, so this is, I can't speak authoritatively on this, but my gut is that I would like them to learn that at home rather than learn that from
somebody
else.
Well, that's
why
I took Olivia and Maureen to that Krav Maga class
right.
Some time back. It was a wonderful self-defense class. That's why Steve Prince is coming out to my house to do a tactical weapons class. So that we can do tactical training and not just concealed carry. And that's why you have to, if you believe in the Second Amendment, you have to stick up for it because yep. there's a wicked witch of the West that wants to come and take it away from you. Yeah. And we all know who that is. We don't want her.
Well, let's talk a little bit about venison as we wrap up the show here. Is that it is the second weekend of deer season this weekend, and we're both avid bow hunters. I've been out in a tree one time, but it always gets better the later we go into October. So let's say we get one, and we want to do that famous backstrap. That is, everybody is the prime cut rather than the loins, feeds a lot of people. It's about 2 foot long, about big rounds of tennis ball, right? How are we going
to
grill that?
Well, you heard how Ted Nugent said to do it a couple weeks ago. Just put it on a stick and put it in the fire.
Right.
Now, I prefer to season it a little bit,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to want to put some EVO on it. And
very lean.
Just a little bit of sea salt and a fair amount of cracked pepper, and that's all it needs.
Are you going to cut it into fillets, or are you going to roast it whole and then cut it when you serve it?
If I've got an open fire in like my tripod, I'm just going to put it on the grill whole.
Whole, right. Yep.
And
roll it.
Well, here's the thing. It's tapered at both ends, so as I'm checking its doneness, I'm going to start trimming those ends off before they're overdone because I don't want them to be leathery.
Right.
But that's a beautiful piece of meat.
Right.
And you can baste it with a little bit of a profile as it's finishing off and just give it a nice, actually, what works really good is garlic butter, believe it or not.
Can't go wrong with butter and garlic.
Wonderful.
Right.
Yeah. Garlic butter is a nice thing to finish it off with.
But all you're trying to do is put a little bit of protection on it and a little bit of moisture in a flavor profile so that it's very good by itself, but it's very lean.
A lot of guys will cut that into chops, and they'll put it in a skillet just in a little bit of butter.
Right. Yeah,
it's
what's wrong with that?
To say no to.
Right, yeah. As
the
I mentioned.
The key is not to go over medium rare.
That is
the
big key.
That's the key. That's a really lean piece.
Use your ThermoPen, 125 degrees, pull it. Because then it'll raise to maybe about 127, 130. That's as done as you want your venison.
That's right. Don't forget to go to thegrillingguys.com. Check us out on the top of the page. Look for our GI barbecue link. Donate. We still need help with that. And don't forget to fight for your Second Amendment rights.
Stay safe out there. Shoot that big buck, and we'll talk with you next week.